you have a situation where a pastor says, all right, I'm overworked, I have too much stuff, and I can't do it all, we need to bring in another pastor. Everyone in the congregation knows that this is the situation. They know why the new pastor is coming on, is the senior pastor can't do everything. And then all of a sudden the youth see that this new pastor who comes on, well, he doesn't preach all that often. He maybe preaches once a month. He never is going to be preaching on Christmas Eve, you know, Easter Sunday, kind of the bigger days of the church year as they would recognize them. He's not the one who's leading elders' meetings, things of this nature. But now the new pastor who comes along is the one who ultimately is taking them on youth trips, teaching confirmation, and the senior pastor doesn't do those things anymore. And ultimately, the impression I fear that gives is that there's really kind of two categories of pastors here that sort of use a high school sports metaphor, that you're dealing with the varsity pastor and the junior varsity pastor. And the senior pastor would be the varsity pastor who does kind of the really important stuff, and the junior varsity pastor does the stuff that's not as important. And if you happen to fall into the category of stuff that's not as important, it's very hard to avoid giving youth the impression that if their pastor is the junior varsity shepherd, that they aren't somehow the junior varsity sheep.